this kind of people among us who have been turned into, so to say, moths, destroying the good prepared and left for us by our ancestors and by time, have not the slightest notion, and have probably never even heard of, the screamingly obvious fact that, during the preparatory age, there is acquired in the brain functioning of every creature, and of man also, a particular and definite property, the automatic actualization and manifestation of which the ancient Corkulans called the law of association, and that the process of the mentation of every creature, especially man, flows exclusively in accordance with this law. In view of the fact that I have happened here accidentally to touch upon a question which has lately become one of my, so to speak, hobbies, namely the process of human mentation, I consider it possible, without waiting for the corresponding place predetermined by me for the elucidation of this question, to state already now in this first chapter at least something concerning that axiom which has accidentally become known to me, that on earth in the past it has been usual in every century that every man in whom there arises the boldness to attain the right to be considered by others and to consider himself a conscious thinker should be informed while still in the early years of his responsible existence that man has in general two kinds of mentation. One kind, mentation by thought, in which words always possessing a relative sense are employed, and the other kind, which is proper to all animals as well as to man, which I would call mentation by form.